We are continuing reading our Sefer Kitvuni Ledorot from Rav Yaakov Hiller. We're on the page actually now of Lamed Hei, in the middle of a piece of discussing the various Maduras. Specifically, here we're talking about the last Chalokim of the Madura Bat, which is found in Geniz by Rav Avram Azulai. And one of the last books that Rav Yaakov Tzemach had the schut of working on was the Zohar Rakia. So we're in the middle of that piece. Let's continue in the middle of Daf Lamed Hei, page 35. V'chein kadam ba'akdamato sefer kol rama. This is what Rav Yaakov Tzemach writes himself in his sefer kol berama. He says, v'zeh lo shemar. Hine, yom ze yom dalet chodesh, it's the fourth day of the chodesh Tammuz, shnat tav, hey tav gimel, hitchalti lechtov pirush idra rabba. I started writing a pirush on the Zohar idra rabba. There's two idras, idra rabba and idra zutra. V'atzad kol davar v'inan ketavti, u'bitzad kol davar v'inan, כתבתי ביאורים הנמצאים בספרים שלו, של רב חיים ויטל, וגם ספרים החדשים, ורוב הוא ממה שהבנתי מהזוהר מספרי הרב. So I've added the פירוש של רב חיים ויטל, which is pretty חשוב, and also I added my own פירוש, עד כאן לשון. עוד כתב שם, and he also writes, נשאל לנו להזכיר בבחינת זו קול ברמה, יש כמה פירושים בהם. נמצא שכתוב עליו ספר לוקותים, או כוונת או דרושים, הם מהספרים היהודים אצל החברים. והכותב אליו חידוש, when he writes the word חידוש, הוא מספר אחד שאצלי שבו כתבתי מה שראיתי בספרים המחברים שלי בדמאסקס. ולא נחבר לי ממי הם. וכמו כן, יש כאן פירוש, העתקתי והיא כותב עליו אריזה. והכותב עליו אולי הוסיף או גרה, שאין לשונו כמו דרושי הרב רב חיים ויטל. ולכן כתבתי למעלה ממנו אריזה, או מה שכתוב עליו מיד חיים, הוא מאותם ספרים שבדמאסקס כנער. So as he was writing and editing these כספים that he found in Geniza, sorry, the ones that he received from Rav Azulai, he would definitely indicate which pirushim came from the Ariza, which pirushim came from Chaim Vital, and which pirushim would come from the Chaverim, which was the other Talmidim of the Arizal, including his own pirush, indicating which ones were which. ומה שכתוב עליהם ספר אותות חיים או קהילת יעקב או לתמיד או אדם ישר, הם מהספרים חדשים. He calls those are the new books. וכתוב עליו הרב זל, הוא מהכתבים חדשים, הם לבדם הביאו על עדרה זו, ולכן לא נזכרו בשום ספר. והכתוב עליו הרב חיים ויטם, והוא הביאור הרב חיים ויטם בעצמו ונראה לו. והכתוב עליו צמח הוא לאן יזדעתי, עד כאן לשונו. So in order to indicate which ones he wrote, which one the Rav Chaim wrote, he'd write Tzemach. Again, after his name of Yaakov Tzemach. So when you look at the Etz Chaim and others, you'll see Tzemach, you know what he's talking about. V'ayin lifaneinu b'inan b'ur Rav Chaim Vital al Zohar, shisidra ma'ari Rav Yaakov Tzemach Zatzal, kulam shlosh chachim b'fnei atmo, three separate volumes. V'chein inan sefer edut b'Yaakov v'sefer mevor sharim. Let's continue. Tishlom Rishimat Chibure Arav Yaakov Tzemach. Now, v'hine, kvar le'el ketavti Rishimat Sifrei Arav Me'ari Tzemach Zatzal She'archam B'sidra Al-Pi Kitvei Medura Kama. Kan zecharnu Svarav She'arach Al-Pi Kitvei Medura Batra. So, he wrote two sets of Svarim. Rav Yaakov Tzemach, the great organizer and editor of the Sifrei Kabbalah of the Arizal, he wrote many books of his own based on the writings that he had collected and learned from the Medura Kama. But besides that, he also wrote a set of Svarim based on the new writings he calls from the Medura Batra. V'nishar lefared rak ma she'ezkir עוד בהמשך הקדמתו לספר קול ברמה שסידר, and this is what he, this is the books that he wrote. בספר Aleph, the first sefer is Birkat Becheshbon, Sefer Kinuyim Sudarim Be'Aleph Beta, which goes according to the Aleph Bet, Benirshu Sefer Erke Kinuyim, and Nitfaz Bekrakov. And it could be that this is the same one, which is called Erke Kinuyim. Number two, Sefer Al Parshiot Torah, Al Pia Agdamot Zohar Ve'Ari. The other one he wrote is on various Parshiot of the Torah, according to the Zohar Ve'Ari. And the third one he wrote was Sefer Tiferet Adam. Hu Chibur Mishelo. It's his own understanding, his own writing, summary of the Agdamot of the Ari Ve'Zohar. Ve'er Yidiot Kerichot Bechokhmat Kabbalah. And various general knowledges, which are very intrinsic, important for the learning of Kabbalah. Again, you're going to hear this word. This is a very famous sefer, Tiferet Adam. You'll hear it quoted quite widely. V'akdamod Rav Yaakov Tzemach Zal Tzvarim Shaletzu Megniza. All the Ma'ali La'atik Kan Lishonot Akdamot Kshekatav Ari Tzemach Le'oto Tzvarim Nizkarim Me'animtza Ke'ayom Azeh V'yadin V'zeh Chali B'siyat Shemayim. And this is what the Rav Chaim Vital writes. Sorry, I should write rather. Rav Yaakov Tzemach writes in the introduction to the Sefer, which he published. Again, this is Rav Chaim Vital's work. He gave it the name of Otot Chaim, actually. Rav Yaakov Tzemach gave it the name of Otot Chaim. And he writes as follows. Rav Yaakov Tzemach. Amar Zeira Deman Chavra Yaakov Tzemach. The young Yaakov Tzemach writes as follows. Da, you should know. Ki kol ha-ketuv kan hu ne'atek mitkitav ketiv ediyad chacham kimor Rubin Rav Chaim Vital Zila. Everything that I've written over here is not my writing at all. It's all the handwritten word for word from Rav Chaim Vital himself. Ashin izdamnu liyadi b'siyad shmai ketiv nal mi'ish chasid hu chacham ne'ala zala. And this which I received from the holy hand of Avraham Zolayim. V'kirati v'zeshem otot chayim. And I called this sefer, one of the svarim. Remember, there was five of them that were produced from the from all that, all the writings that he had found over there. One of them was called otot chayim shlosha tamin. I wrote this, gave that name for three reasons. Ashu b'shnei chalakim. Asherhu b'shnei chalakim. Ubehem nechalalim sha'arim. The first reason is the reason, first of all, also Chaim represents the name of the author, was Rav Chaim Vital. And another reason it's Otzchot Chaim, because he, Rav Chaim Vital, was meganes them, he hid them, buried them in the Beit HaChaim, into the Beit HaChaim, into the Mokum Kvurot. And that's why he called it Otzot Chaim. Now, that's the second reason. The third reason why it's called Otzot Chaim, Tam Shvishir Al Shem Shi Yotzu Ata Lanu Chaim Lavodato Yibarav Yitale Baruch Hashem. And the third reason why it's called Otzot Chaim, because it's given us Chaim. It's because the inspiration is given us an Avodah to understand, I should add, maybe the understanding of the Avodah of Hashem that we're doing gives a more penimiot look of what is doing in the world, the spiritual world. Hine merov zman velachlukli chafar nimchaku ktsat otuyot ktsat tevot ktsat shitot besof ha'dapim berashetam. And over the time, the obviously the pages word which was discovered had a lot of words missing, especially at the extremities of the papers. Vekzatam nimchuku anearim, and the papers were torn and rubbed away. Veshlimam haya bedochak betorach al yedei, and I added those pieces. Hava besvarenu ki yesh kan kama drushim mukhdashim ve'adayim lo nichtavu b'shum sefena. And these, a lot of the information here is not what you'll find in the entire planet. Does not have these writings. These are completely new. katvunu, and some of them have already been written about. Vegam ktuvim b'sefer Etz Chaim is already included. Some parts of this is already included in Etz Chaim. Hashem b'damaskus liyal chacham shalem rav rabbeinu Shmuel Vital. So what we call the Shmona Sha'arim, he calls the Etz Chaim. Ve'en b'sfarim shelanu, but these are not from us. Which he refers to the Sefer Drushim and the Medur Kama. Va'otam Drushim sheyesh bekan shegam kemotam yesh b'sfarim shelanu. What he means sfarim shelanu, because remember they had Medur Kama, which is Sefer Drushim, Sefer Kavanot, and so on and so forth. That's what he calls our books, as opposed to Rav Shmuel Vital's books. So he had by him, only by him, he had what's called the Shmona Sha'ari, which he called the Etz Chaim. So that's why he's saying shelanu and shelanu. Shalanu shalahem. V'yesh b'hem tosefet seder biur chidush b'kol b'lashon tzach. And it's a wonderfully worked on sefer, very well edited, flowing lashon. V'gam sefer hazeh yesh tosefet seder b'sefer adrushim. Again, all they had is very, very few writings of the Kitvei Arizal. Rav Shmuel Vital did not want to let out any information, any of the svarim that he had. But all they had was Sefer Drushim, excuse me, Sefer Kavanot. And so therefore he's saying that it's a Tosefet up and above what we already have. And they are sorted out according to their, excuse me, according to the Inyanim. וגם כן יש באותם הספרים שמביא שניים או שלושה עניינים או יותר בדרוש אחד וכאן כל עניין ועניין כתוב בדרוש בפני עצמו. And here all everything is sorted out according to this category. והנה כל הדרושים העניינים עשיתי הגע עם חברי יצאו אשר נודע בשמותם בשערים פה בירושלים הקודש תיבנה בינו. עד כאן לשון רב צמח that he admits that he wasn't working on this by himself only, but rather with chavarim, which are known in Yerushalayim for their greatness in Kabbalah. V'zeh loshon Rav Tzemach in his other sefer called Kilat Yaakov. Sefer Kilat Yaakov hu achilek hasheni me'otot chayim. So Rav Yaakov Tzemach, he writes that the second part, the Otot Chayim, is called Kilat Yaakov. הטעם שקראתי לספר זה קהילת יעקב הוא כמה שעתקתי בו היו דפים קטנים. The reason why I call קהילת יעקב, because first of all, when I found them, they were very, very small pages. ובהם דרושים מפוזרים, and all the subjects were completely mixed together. ועשיתי, and I made order, סדרתי כל עניין ועניין בשער אחד. And I put them all in one shot. וחשבון דפים ספר זה נמשך עם אחרי חשבון ספר אותו צחיים. And the exact same amount of pages that were in אותו צחיים is the ones that were in קהילת יעקב. וכל הכתוב כאן הוא מועתק מכתיב הדיאב רב חיים ויטל זצל בעצמו. And all the writings of קהילת יעקב is exactly identical. That is the exact the writings of the חיים ויטל. וכל עשיתי בהגה פה בירושלים, and I made all these corrections while I was still in ירושלים. עם חברים ישמרם צורם בזה המדרש יעקב חיים צמח. And this is what I wrote with my חברים sitting in the Beit Midrash, and he signs his name רב יעקב חיים צמח. Now הקדמה המעריר רב צמח בספר אדם ישר, and this is רב יעקב brings down another הקדמה from אדם ישר. So says Rav Yaakov Tzemach, so as follows, Ulam, sorry, B'sefer Olam Tamid Matzino Agdama Rav Tzemach Zitzal. So I wrote these two Agdamas. One is a sefer called Adam Yashar, another one called, excuse me, In Olat Tamid. Again, these are all the new books that came out from the Medura Batran. Famous books. V'zeh Torah. אמור רזר תפילות כנגד תמידים תיקונם, תיקנום. We know that that now we don't have the Beit Midrash, therefore our תפילות are במקום the קורבנות. ולהיות כי ספר זה כולו מדבר בעין התפילות, since this whole ספר is discussing תפילות, לזה קראתי אותו עולות תמיד. That's why I spoke about, I named him after a korban called עולת תמיד, referring to the תפילות. ולא קראתי אותו ספר כוונות. I didn't write the name ספר כוונות. ויש כבר יש ספר כוונות שלנו, because we know מדוע כמה. We already named a book called ספר כוונות. ולא יהיה בלבול במפתחות שיש לכל אחד, in order not to make a confusion between them, ולא במורו המקום שיש בספר ספר, ולכן קראתי לו שם חדש. Therefore I called it a new name in order not to make any mix-ups. והנה, כל הכתוב לכאן נעתק בכתיב עדיה חכם. Again, he stresses that it has nothing to do with him. He's just the editor, a great Talmid Chacham muflag, but Torah, nevertheless, he's a big enough. He says, I didn't do anything. It's all the handwritten writings of Chaim Vital. ואף על פי שנראה שיש בספרנו קצת מן הכתוב כאן, עם כל זה, הבקי וזוכר יימצא בכל עניין חידוש בתוספת סדר ביאור. Nevertheless, a person which is experienced will know to differentiate and know what we've added in these ספרים. ולכל עשית אגב פה בירושלים, again he repeats himself after every agar, that I've done this here in Yerushalayim. He states the date with his chaverim. Neum Tzair Yaakov Chaim Tzemach Shnat Hey Tav Beis Ad Kan Lishono. So again, we have all these testimonies from Rabbi Yaakov Tzemach, how he's gone about fixing the Svarim, and about how it comes directly from Rav Chaim Vital. Okay, good. Stop here for now. Mitzvah Shem, we'll continue next time we meet.